Good morning and welcome to the Genesis Land Development Corporation First Quarter 2014 Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. The format of the call is a question and answer session for analysts and investors after a brief introduction by management. Media may monitor this call in a listen-only mode. They are free to quote any members of management, but we ask not to quote remarks from any participants without that participant's permission. If you would like to ask a question during the question and answer session, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star, followed by the two on your telephone keypad. If anyone has any trouble hearing the conference, please lift the handset and press the star zero for operator assistance. I advise participants that this conference is being recorded today, May 14th, 2014. This call is also being webcast and will be available on the company's website at www.genesisland.com. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Bruce Rudichuk, President and CEO of Genesis. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and thanks to everyone for joining us today. With me are members of our management team, including Mr. Mark Scott, EVP and CFO, Mr. Rauf Mohammed, our Corporate Controller, and Mr. Virat Reddy, our Manager of Financial Reporting. Before we start, I'd like to remind listeners that certain statements made in this call are considered forward-looking in nature as outlined by securities regulations. Actual results may differ from expected future results due to various risk factors associated with our business. Accordingly, the forward-looking caveat contained in our May 13th news release is applicable to discussions and comments made during this call. I would refer you to the cautions appearing in our news release and in our annual and interim reports. As you are aware, we released our first quarter 2014 results yesterday. We're pleased with our results for the first quarter as they show that we are delivering on our strategic plan as discussed on our 2013 year-end conference call. In brief, we made progress on three items during the quarter in respect of our objectives. One, to further build our home building business. Two, to focus on financing strategies. And three, to simplify and streamline the organization. We had strong revenues during the quarter, driven by an increase in lot sales, higher average revenue per home sold, and the sale of a non-core asset. Of key importance, we saw a substantial increase in new home orders in our home building business during 2014. New home orders increased by 144% to 95 versus 39 in the first quarter of 2013, while total new homes with firm sales contracts increased by 114% to 186 from 87 at March 31, 2013. These results provide an excellent start to 2014, demonstrate our ability to meet our strategic goals, and are expected to have a significant impact on our revenue, profitability, and gross margins as we move forward throughout the year. The higher level of new home orders is reflective of both the strong real estate market in the Calgary metropolitan area and our focus to consistently deliver products that better meet our consumers' desires and aspirations. As our sales volume increases in line with our new home orders, we expect higher profitability and improvements in both gross and net margins as a result of economies of scale and efficient use of our home building platform. We recognize the sale of 27 homes during the quarter versus 40 in the first quarter of 2013. The decline was largely due to timing of closings and the effect of multifamily home sales in 2013. Sales of single-family homes increased by 35% to 27 in the first quarter of 2014 versus 20 in the first quarter of 2013, while multifamily home sales decreased to nil in 2014 from 20 in the corresponding period in 2013. The decline in multifamily sales was not unexpected, as multifamily homes close in blocks and thus can distort the results for a particular quarter. The impact of this event is expected to diminish over the course of the year. There was also a seasonal element to our home building operations. We typically recognize higher home building revenues in the summer and fall months when home building activity is at its peak. This bodes well for our next two quarters. During the first quarter, we also advanced our objective of achieving a prudent capital structure. Loans and credit facilities decreased by approximately $17 million at the end of March 2014 from year-end 2013 levels of $50 million. This helped reduce our total liabilities to equity ratio to 0.38 from 0.44 at year-end, and reduce our debt-to-total assets ratio from 16.1% to 10.9%. Our average cost of debt has fallen over the past few years from 6.25% in 2012 to 5.83% in 2013, and is now at a run rate of 5.4% as at the end of the first quarter in 2014. Interest expenses were reduced by 37% quarter over quarter, largely due to lower debt levels and the reduction in weighted average interest rates on loan agreements. In 2014, we're starting to realize progress in simplifying and streamlining the organization to better manage our costs and improve efficiency. Overall, G&A, selling and marketing expenses remain fairly consistent quarter over quarter at approximately $4 million, despite the addition of 12 people to Genesis to support our growing operations and increased marketing costs related to the Atchison land sale. During the first quarter, we also achieved progress on our non-core asset sale and capitalizing on new opportunities strategies. We completed the Atchison land parcel sale during the first quarter of 2014, significantly reducing our total non-core land holdings and providing additional revenue and cash flow for debt repayment, as well as other opportunities. The dynamics of the Atchison sale compared with the sales in 2013 impacted our first quarter 2014 results for our land development business. The Atchison land parcel was a non-core asset that had previously been written down, and the gross margin on the sale was thus nominal. Also, while on a quarter-over-quarter basis the total number of acres sold and revenues increased, the Atchison sale was at a much lower revenue per acre. Secondly, we made significant progress on the design and planning for the 71-acre Sage Hill Crossing site during the first quarter. We expect to expose this property to the market over the next several quarters as the concept plan is further refined. Due to the longer-term nature of this project, the benefit to Genesis is not yet recognized in revenue, but offers strong future returns due to its size, geographic location, and potential for various product offerings. Looking forward, we continue to expect a strong market in which to operate and improve results as we execute on our strategic plan. Since January 2009, the average Calgary real estate home price has risen by approximately 26%, and we expect this increasing trend to continue in 2014. Land values in Calgary are rising for both entitled land and home building lots, reflecting the tightening supply of land in the context of a continuing strong demand for homes and a challenging approvals environment. These factors support expectations of a robust pace of activity in Calgary's home building industry throughout the balance of 2014, as well as a healthy environment for growth of our core land development and home building activities. We are making progress on our goal to become a stronger company through the successful execution of our strategic plan and expect our future results will reflect the value of our actions. The combination of current market dynamics along with our attributes, land position, integration, efficient operations, board and management strength, commitment of our team, and a solid balance sheet and cash flow have placed us in a unique position to benefit in the future and further enhance our overall value. We're excited about the months to come, recognizing growth and profitability as we execute on our plan. In closing, I want to thank you for your attention today and look forward to reporting on our progress after the second quarter. At this time, I'd like to open the call to questions from the investment community. Our team will be pleased to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. One moment, please, for your first question. Your first question comes from Brendan Adams from M Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning,
guys. Brendan.
Good morning. In your MD&A and in your opening remarks, you just make reference to the significant progress on Sage Hill. I was just wondering if you can dive into that a bit in terms of where Sage Hill currently stands and where you're looking to get to.
Sage Hill is The original project, we sold the first two sites, as you may recall, at the end of 2012 to RioCan, leaving us with approximately 71 developable acres. That site is currently zoned and substantially serviced, although there are some minor works to complete. The challenge with the site is that the zoning and concept plan doesn't really fit, in our view, with where the current market is and doesn't necessarily maximize the value of the site. So our objective first is to reconceptualize the site, work with the city, and then partners or joint venturers to monetize the site in the longer term.
Is that what you meant by expose it to the market?
Yeah.
Opening remarks?
Yeah.
Okay, and when you say reconceptualize...
not the whole site. The site from south to north, the two sites that were sold to RioCan, so I'll term those as big box sites, run along the southern portion of the site. The middle two sites, which are the sites that we're reconceptualizing, are more or less the urban commercial. And then the northern end of the site is multifamily res, or at least that's our objective. And so what we're talking about in terms of exposing it to the market is the two middle sites, the urban commercial.
Okay, and then when you refer to reconceptualize, is that changing from a high density to low density, commercial or residential?
It's a combination. We're balancing market forces with the challenge of a full rezone. Our objective is not to rezone due to the speed, but there is going to be some changes. I don't think we're going to see any low-density residential on the site. We'll see some medium density, and I think we'll see very limited, if any, high density, traditional concrete high density that you'd see on an inner city. I don't think we'll see any of that on this site.
Okay. Just in terms of the results for the quarter, average revenue per home sold increased pretty materially. Was that a function of the stronger housing market year over year, or a product mix, or where the homes were being sold in terms of development? Maybe you could just provide some insight into that.
There's a little bit of both. Obviously, as the market continues to be strong, we're getting overall elevation across the board in our pricing, and I think that would be the increase in our pricing would be generally in line with the marketplace. I think the primary driver of the swings in our gross revenue is a function of where we're selling a specific phase in the product mix. So, for example, if we're selling more lots in our through our Kynwood joint venture, they're a much higher price point. So it's mm-hmm. primarily a product mix.
And the multis would be lower price, and we had more multis in the previous quarter last year.
Okay. And then I guess again in terms of new home orders, just strength of the market there.
It's a combination. The market is strong, there's no question, and it's certainly better to have tailwinds than headwinds. But I think what we're starting to see now is a real concentrated effort by our sales and marketing team to redesign a lot of our product and price point it with the appropriate level of finishes that better meets the market. And so we're seeing just better absorptions of our newer product as we come to the marketplace.
Okay.
And then the overall market sales in the Calgary region would be in the single digits.
Right.
So we are, of course, taking some market share.
Okay. And just turning to the home building division, saw negative EBIT again during the quarter. What would be a break-even number? I don't know if you have that off the top of your head, but a break-even number for the home building segment
Well, I think if you look at the last year's results, we were slightly profitable, and our expectations are to be significantly higher. So last year's volume would be approximately break-even.
Okay.
And it's very important to keep in mind that, you know, while our orders were terrific, you know, our closings were really seasonal. And so the 27 closings is not reflective of you know, an average quarter. It's reflective of an average first quarter. Seasonality in Calgary is quite typical in the marketplace, that level of seasonality.
Okay. And then, sorry, last question. You know, you closed the quarter with a pretty healthy balance sheet. Some would probably even argue it's a little under-levered. Where do you see yourselves, you know, utilizing debt in the future? Do you see, you know, debt to total assets maybe creeping up from the current levels? You know, how do you guys look at the balance sheet and utilization of it?
I think there are two parts an answer to that question. One is that, you know, as our servicing activity increases, we will be increasing debt levels. As our acquisition program proceeds, there's a chance that we'll be taking on additional debt for acquisitions. That would likely be in the form of a vendor take back. And then, of course,
using cash.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Jimmy Shan with GMP Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks. The 186 homes that you've got under firm sale contracts, would those be lot sales or home sales or a combination thereof?
They're both. It's 186 lots and 186 homes. So we don't do contracts where we just build a home on somebody else's lot.
I see. So you'd be okay. Let me
just clarify that. When I say somebody else's lot, where a purchaser brings a lot, we're either selling the purchaser a home on one of our lots that have been developed through our land program, or a lot that we buy in the marketplace from another developer.
Got it. So what would be the average price per home associated with those 186 homes, and what would be the delivery timeline on those, roughly?
The delivery timeline will be over the next, 10 to 12 months in aggregate for all of them. Some will be a lot sooner, as some of them would have been sales on spec homes that may have already been started. The average price, to be frank, we don't track the average price off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's in our cash flow numbers, but we can get back to you with that number, Jim.
But it would not be far off from what you've done in Q1, though, right?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, okay. And then in terms of margin overall, again, just rough guideline, I mean, you know, would a 20-30% kind of range margin be a reasonable margin?
Well, 20-30% is a pretty big spread, but I think the margin that we're going to see over the next two quarters, is going to increase 1 or 2 points over what we saw in the first quarter in terms of gross construction margin.
Okay. And then you talked about land value rising in Calgary, and you got quite a bit of big portfolio in Airdrie. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about Airdrie and whether you're seeing the same thing there, and what sort of order of magnitude in terms of land values you're seeing appreciating in that market.
Well, Airdrie is a very strong market as well. It's a suburban community, you know, plus or minus 10 clicks out of the north end of the city. And what we're seeing is you've got some fairly severe lot constraints that are coming in the north end of Calgary. The next closest place to buy is Airdrie, so it's really the fallout of demand being pushed to Airdrie because there's no supply in the, of new product in the north end of Calgary, and that is likely to continue for a number of years. So I we're seeing you know, land prices in terms of service lots, they're increasing in the 5-10% per annum up in Airdrie right now, and that's on a service lot basis. So when you take it back to a land basis, I would say that the increase is a little higher than that.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one. Mr. Rudichuk, there are no further questions at this time. Please proceed.
I'd like to thank you all for attending today's call, and we look forward to providing an update when we release our second quarter results.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your lines.